Welcome to Sefer Nehemiah. Ezra and Nehemiah, as we once said, in the introduction to Ezra, they are all one Sefer. Nehemiah picks up where Sefer Ezra ends effectively. We're talking about the reign of King Dariovesh, the son of Ahasuerus. According to some, not only the son of Ahasuerus, but the son of Esther as well. So this is 14 years after the completion of the second Beis HaMikdash. Nehemiah's story is fortifying the walls of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim doesn't have walls, but it's not fortified, at least the walls are crumbling, but lives under threat of attack. It's interesting. It's almost like you've built something and now you need to protect it. Very much a religious message. It's interesting that the kala walks around the chasan, the bride walks around the groom as they're about to enter into marriage. There's a protection, even happens to be there. The protection is even before you've entered into the marriage itself. And as protecting something is very much part and parcel of having honor and respect for the thing itself. What do we need to know about Nehemiah? Well, he was the royal butler, we're going to see. He was also the one who wrote this book. Some people say Nehemiah was Zerubbabel, who was the son of Yechoniah, king of Yehuda, whilst others, the Rambam, for example, says that no, Nehemiah was a separate person. Either way, after his achievements here, he goes back to Babel, which was the agreement with King Dariovesh that he struck, and he died on the 9th or the 10th of Teves in Babel. It's interesting, if it was the 10th, that would mean that he has the same yahrzeit as Ezra. Interesting, because they're part of the same mission, effectively, the Beis HaMikdash and fortifying the city and various ways of protecting Yerushalayim spiritually. Let's look at the first parak of Nehemiah. What happened is he's the royal butler in Bavel, Nehemiah, and he's briefed by Hanani about the situation of the Jews in Yerushalayim. They'd rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, but the walls of Yerushalayim lay in ruins. As the city is exposed, its inhabitants are falling prey to pillage, plunder. And he davens Nehemiah for divine assistance, siyata dishmaya, to travel to Yerushalayim to alleviate the suffering. If you think about it, the level of a leader, number one is he wants to find out information. Number two, he cares about them. And number three, he's willing to go to Yerushalayim. And it's interesting, it says here that the gates were consumed by fire. That means the destruction, that's referring, says the Ralbag, to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? It means that Yerushalayim had no walls at all. He says the previous permission of Koresh had only been to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, but not the city walls. Interesting. Nehemiah also confesses for various sins, which is interesting over here. That's sort of what he does. Now, what is something that we can say in terms of message? So it's quite interesting that here we say in the opening paragraph of Nehemiah that he davens on behalf of Klal Yisrael. He uses a very interesting expression, which is chavol chaval nulach, chavol chaval nulach. What does that mean? So Rashi says chavol means damaged. We've been destructed towards. So the Malbim says no, it means a mashkan, like losachbol. It means a mashkan, a deposit. In other words, Nehemiah is saying, you, Hashem, gave us everything. You gave us everything. You gave us as a deposit. We need to act properly, to protect that deposit, which is a beautiful idea over here. But that is the first parak of Nehemiah.